on this, on this, on this, on this, on this.
DJ Rampage.
Queen B. That's me.
Yo, I be buying V's, so all my girls be I&C's. Coming backstage, dying to get pleased. You got me, I rock the Versace and linen. While you spotting, grinning with a bunch of foxy women. While you speedball with cars, that's a valid. I get clothes custom made from a stylist. Cruising my Lexus land with no malice. While you walk the street until your feet get calloused. Take you on the natural high like a pallet. It be all good, toss your clothes like a salad. When it's all over, put your vote in my ballot. What is my diner? I'm Mel and your Alice. Spend the night and look to C's palace. It be all good as long as you don't act childish. While you standing there with the crisp in your cup, the worst come to worst, keep this on the hush.
I know you see me on the video. I know you heard me on the radio. But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriend's mention. He's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you.
Hey yo, shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lead through? I'll be undressed in the bra all see through. While you count your
back on Last State Radio Network. Sirius XM Channel 141, HR Voices, Sports Talk and Entertainment Excellence. I did not watch a single minute of the WNBA playoffs. Like, I was completely oblivious. I assumed that the Aces would win. Asia Wilson is nice. She's the only woman. I know that there's this despicable discussion about the best players in the WNBA would cook the worst players in the NBA. And that's just absolutely ridiculous. And it's just bad business. And it's disrespectful to all of the phenomenal women that play in the league. Like, you should not be comparing yourselves to Brian Scalabrine, to guys that come off the bench that are 6'8" and elite athletes. That's not a reasonable comparison. But I will say that Asia Wilson, she would probably cook a lot of young bulls that's 6'6", 6'1". She'd probably give them the business. Asia Wilson is a different breed. She's an amazing basketball player, an amazing talent. But I didn't watch. I didn't care. I don't care. But this is what I do care about. And I know that Nafisa Collier, she eviscerated the commissioner of the WNBA, which I thought was awesome. That made me a lifelong Nafisa Collier fan. I know that the women of the W are considering going on strike. And this is just Uncle Lance putting on his finance hat as someone that's a business person and used to be an executive and ran a very large P&L, nine-figure P&L. I wouldn't do that if I were you. I have said on this show, look, it's not Nafisa Collier's fault. It's not Maya Moore's fault. It's not Caitlin Clark's fault. It's not Breonna Stewart's fault. It's not any of their faults. They're not culpable for the losses that the W took 15, 20, 30 years ago, back in the Cynthia Cooper days. I get that. And I am encouraging and want to see the ladies get a bigger piece of the pie. And I want to see them pulling up in the Lambos and the Bugattis, all of that stuff. I'm rooting for you, but don't strike. Because if you strike, they might just pull the plug, man. If Caitlin Clark was the biggest star coming into the league and people were lining up around the corner and she got hurt and the WNBA went back to the back page and nobody cared. And speaking of the Caitlin Clark dynamic, you can't talk about Caitlin Clark in this country without mentioning Angel Reese. And this is what I do care about. Angel Reese was she walked the catwalk for Victoria's Secret. First athlete to ever do that. She put the angel wings on and strutted her stuff. I'm not going to be disrespectful and really go down that path and that rabbit hole. I think it's interesting that she said repeatedly that she doesn't want to be sexualized, and showing up 3/4 naked on wearing Victoria's Secret panties and bra. I'm not sure if those two things are congruent with one another, but I will say that's a boss move. Love Angel Reese or hate Angel Reese, I have to give her credit. I mean, look at what she's accomplished, man. She's, 24 years old? She won a natty in college. She's one of the best 50, maybe 25 women's basketball players in the entire world. And her game is getting better. I mean, her offensive game has never really been much to be desired. But if you look at her stat line, kind of in the back end, her last 15 games, she's putting up like 17, 13, 48% shooting. That's pretty solid for the W. That's pretty good. So the concept of the me bounds, and she misses the shot every single time and gets her own rebound because she's taller, all of those things, people making fun of her. There's so many pages making fun of Angel Reese, calling her ugly, making fun of her eyelashes, making fun of her weave, all of that stuff. The concept that she can't hoop, I'm just telling you, her and Caitlin are closer to impact on the court as pros. Now, Caitlin Clark, her impact with her fan base is 100 times Angel Reese. So I'm not comparing that. But on the court, Angel Reese is a thumper. If she's getting 15, 16, 13 boards a game, Caitlin Clark's getting like 16, 17, taking a lot of bad shots, turning the ball over. I mean, they're both talented, but they're both flawed players. But for those that are, as I close, for those that are posting about Angel Reese being too unattractive to be a Victoria's Secret model and saying that basically she looks like Sid from Shrek and all of those things, if you're going to post that, don't have any pictures of your old lady on your page, because I see so many people bumping their gums about Angel Reese and her being unattractive and making fun of her, and she's classless and ghetto and a thug and all of the dog whistle racist terms that people use. And then I go to your page and I see a picture of your wife, bro. Some of y'all need to sit this one out. HR Voices, Sirius XM 141.
From the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Scarlet and gray, don't let them through the line. Got to win today. Oh, hi, yo, smash through to victory. Cheer you as you go. Our honor to fit will fight to the end for oh, hi, yo, let's go. Bars.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Caitlin Clark from the logo.
You know, life would be easier if I could do everything from the logo.
Allow me to assist.
Pickles. It worked. Buckets. Now that's a tomato. Sheboygan.
The answer is Sheboygan.
They match.
P-E-Z-O-L.
Bottom row.
From the logo.
State Farm with the assist.
There are risks when buying drugs like heroin, cocaine, crack, and pills off the street. But did you know that any of those drugs could also contain fentanyl? Fentanyl is an opioid 50 times stronger than heroin, and it contributed to over 80% of overdose deaths in Maryland. Anyone who uses drugs, even occasionally, is at risk of an overdose. Learn to reverse an overdose with an easy-to-use medication called Naloxone at stopoverdose.maryland.gov or call or text 988.
Some of us dream in color. Others in black and white. In some dreams, we're an observer. In others, we're the star. Dreams come in many forms. Find yours during Mercedes-Benz Dream Days with exceptional offers on the CLE Coupe and E-Class Sedan. Now through July 31st.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Griselda, Griselda, Griselda. By Fashion Rep, by Fashion Rep.
So we all know about West Side Gun. We know about Benny. We know about Conway. But I want to introduce Stove God Cooks. But I want to introduce Brother Tom Sos, the talented brother. Man. You can hear him on some of the recent work, some of the recent albums that West Side Gun has put out.
Buffalo, it's a beautiful place. It's bittersweet, man, because it's just, you know, if y'all love Griselda, man, so there's the East Side Buffalo stuff that they rap about, it's facts. It's 100% facts. As far as new music, it's on the way. The streets is talking and the streets are right. I got an album. My Griselda debut is on the way. You know, it's just West Side Gun. If anybody is familiar with his work, that man is a genius. I couldn't believe it. If you listen to Health Science, Pinch Me, I'm Dreaming. It's just, I couldn't believe it at all, man.